Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it is Big Red and Brother B in the house. Another edition of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good? What's up? Hope is well with everyone tonight. Hope you guys had a great day. If not, you know, definitely keep you in prayer. You know what I'm saying? What up, Red? What's going on?
What's good? Well, you know what today is, right?
No, what was today?
Well, today is Tuesday, and you know what they say about Tuesdays. Dinner time.
What?
Taco Tuesday.
Oh, Taco Tuesday. Oh, I didn't. Okay.
Yeah, so.
I've heard that before, but I've never experienced it.
Oh, well, I've experienced it. That's my go-to dinner often as I can on Tuesday. So right now I'm enjoying a ground chicken taco with lettuce, salsa, and Greek yogurt. For those of you out there, the alternative to sour cream, Greek yogurt, plain Greek yogurt. Same thing. Less calories. Same effect.
And there we have it. Taco tips from Big Red. Now, on with the show. Yo, what up? It's Big Red Brother B in the house with The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. We are on Facebook, The Menu, Mind Your Mental. All right, check us out. You know, show ideas. Just want to drop us a line. You know, welcome to do so. You know, Big Red, you okay? Because it sounds like you were choking on your taco.
I'm getting over a cold as well, so you have to excuse me too. I'm kind of getting over.
Oh, okay. Don't choke on your chicken.
Don't choke on your chicken.
That's not good. That's not a good thing to do.
Not at all.
No chicken choke.
No chicken choking at all.
I'm trying to get back to my dashboard because I wanted to give some shout outs to our listeners and you know, across the planet, man. You know, we got some got some people you know, checking us out. And
all right.
You know, I just wanna acknowledge you guys. Listen, hey, of course, you know, our home, where we live, our country of the United States, good looking out on, you know, checking us out. And if I have to be, you know, a little more specific with it, let's see here. Why did not let me be more specific? I don't see them now. That's not nice. It's not allowing me to kind of channel in, hone in on places specifically. Okay. Of the United States. I don't know what the hell is going on here. But, I'm not feeling that. Not feeling it. But anyway, we definitely give a shout out to, you know, the United States. United Kingdom. Thank you very much. Big Red and Brother B, love you. Canada.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you very much. Yes. Much love.
Oh, Canada.
Big Red and Brother B. Ireland. Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. One day, I always wanted to go to Stonehenge.
I always wanted to go check that out.
Big out, big shout out to Ireland. What up? Good looking out on the listen. And India. Yo, what's good? Sprackalacking. On love for Big Red and Brother B. Thank you. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the listens. And I also want to say, listen, there are times, whether it's I, Big Red, or, you know, some of our co-hosts that call in, you know, and, make you a little rambunctious and, you know, a little extra with the language. But one thing, you know, I refuse to do is I'm not going to censor people, you know, when they have things to say. I if you take offense to certain language, you know, we do apologize. But the menu is not one of those forums or one of those podcasts where, you know, we're telling people you can't do this, you can't do that. Like, that's not cool. You know, it's freedom of speech. You know, you say what you want to say, how you kind of want to say it. I mean, I don't have to always agree with it. You know, once again, you know, the views of those certain callers or certain people, even myself, don't always reflect, you know, the views of the menu, you know, or its affiliates. Four blocks open.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with that being said, now that I got that off my chest, is there anything that we want to address real quick before we, go into the,
yeah,
we go into anything?
I want to address.
What's up?
I want to address NASA and this nonsense with the broom standing in the middle of the floor.
Okay. Please tell me about that. Thank you, Red. What the hell? Because I heard something like a broom can't stand up. Now, if a broom can stand up, then listen, we need to go somewhere. I need to get out of here. Like, if you put a broom in the middle of the floor and it starts standing up, I'm leaving your house. And I might just not talk to you ever again.
Said I'm leaving your house. Because,
you must be a witch or something like that. Well, go ahead.
Well, listen. Supposedly, I think it was yesterday that NASA said it was a gravitational pull. And I think that has to do with, the Mercury retrograde, all of that. So they said because it was a gravitational pull that you can put the broom, you can stand your broom up, and it's supposed to stay in the middle of the floor. Or it's supposed to stay where it's at, like a statement said, just stay right up without you doing anything, without you rolling it enough. So, of course, you know, the technology world we live in now, everybody was trying to do it and posting videos and pictures and all other stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? What are y'all doing? I just said,
right.
Oh, my God.
I don't believe.
Then after that, here comes
the
memes. After that,
so
I don't know what's going on.
All right, listen. Like I said, I heard something about that. First of all, I don't believe that. All right, a broom stands up. All right, so how is it that a broom, just a broom? So if I were to throw an onion or something on the floor, you know what I'm saying? Like, how does the broom just stand up? Only a broom.
I said the same damn thing. I said, why is it just the broom? The mop don't do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why would I put a mop there? Would the mop have done that? Or maybe it would have stood up in the bucket? I don't know.
Like, the mop don't
do
the same damn thing? That's what I said. Why is it just the broom?
And how many people got brooms? A lot of people got Swiffers now.
Swiffers. At least people have to do
that. Would it be the same thing? I don't know. But, yeah, that whole thing, I really didn't believe all that because that doesn't make any sense to me. So you're trying to say just the broom. Nothing else is going to stand. No, just
yeah,
just
but
the broom.
That's
like, okay.
It.
Yeah, that sounds kind of odd. Yeah, and that if my broom would if my broom because I own a broom, if my broom would have did that, I would throw it out. I would do it right out the window. I probably would have broke it in half and threw it out the window because there's some type of witchcraft going on, some type of fucking, something's going on that I ain't like it, and I'm out with that. So yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so thank you.
My broom ain't do that. No.
Wait, did you try it? Did you try it?
When,
come on, don't lie. Did you try it? Did you try it?
My son, no, I didn't try it. My son's friend tried it. And he, I was like, did it stand? He was like, no. I was like, exactly.
Yeah, because I can't picture it. I can't picture it. Matter of fact, maybe Lady T did it, and her broom stood up. Broom, bop, bucket. maybe she had a chicken sandwich and balanced it on top of the broom. I don't know. Why don't you tell us, Lady T? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Broom standing, strippers falling. What's going on?
I
what's
don't
going
know.
On?
Listen, and you're
listen
after,
I'm
you're
not
after.
Doing that stupid challenge. Like, that looks stupid.
Some people don't even
yeah,
have a broom. Like, come on.
Listen, what's going on in your absence? You disappear you disappear for a hot second and then
okay, 1 week I wasn't available.
I know.
It's got nothing
saying,
to do with me. I didn't shake up
we
the world.
You that's how much we miss you.
Yeah,
you was like,
yeah,
you didn't go for 5 weeks.
Stripper fall right off the thing and then kept twerking.
I know,
like,
that
oh,
was
that's
so
Lady
sad.
People.
No, that was so sad, though. I heard they donated money to her, whatever, so she's getting better. Thank goodness, so people need to stop trying these tricks.
Wait. Donate money to who?
To help the stripper get her drug. She's a, you know, a professional stripper. I forgot where it was, if it was Las Vegas or Miami. I don't remember. But what's this girl named from Dancing? Dancing with the Stars, Kariana Naba, said when she was dancing, you know, with Madonna back in the day, they did a act like that on the stage, and they had to keep going. She said she fell also, and, like, I guess her arm popped out of her shoulder or whatever the case may be, but she said she had a net. So, it's like, you know.
That chick is a stripper. She making, listen, I bet you she got that Dr. Miami body, so guess what? Fix your mouth and fix the teeth and keep it moving. Like, come on. She won't be back.
Nah, they probably don't really have that much money for your medical bills, like almost $20,000 to get it done.
Yeah, they ain't got no medical plan. But what happened
yeah,
to her?
I don't know. Is she got Obamacare?
She broke.
Obamacare probably
did
don't
she,
cover that.
Did
broke
she
her jaw.
Break
her jaw.
Oh, she broke her jaw.
But what's interesting, she fell down. She kept twerking, kept going. She had to finish the job, but the jaw was broken. So I don't understand.
No.
I would have just said, listen, call an ambulance. Enough with the twerking, but they take it real serious. So,
yo, listen. First of all, you stripping. You ain't flying. You ain't like all that extra stuff. I mean, it's nice, and some of it may even be artistic, look a little artistic, but yo. You on the ceiling stripping. Like, nah. Like,
yeah.
Nah, that's, yeah. Sorry, lady. Hope you feel better. Yeah, that wasn't cool. That wasn't cool.
Mm-mm.
But, yeah. So, on with the show. Once again, submit you, Big Red and Brother B in the house. With a guest, Lady T, guest calling number 347-324-3395. And our topic tonight is, oh, wait, I got to scroll because I don't even remember. But okay. White media, black media, is there a difference? Who wants to set it off?
I'll let Lady T set it off.
Lady T ain't ready. You ready, Lady T?
Yeah, I'm ready. So, the only difference that I see with it is, listen, if you don't own that media company, it's really no real privilege to it. And don't forget, sometimes with people that own even their own podcasts and things like that, you have sponsors and stuff like that. So who do you answer to as well? Because if you lose the sponsors, we always have fans. But once you lose sponsors with certain things, it's to me, it's not yours unless it's really yours, like Bloomberg yours. You know what I mean? So,
Yeah.
So somewhere you're some sort of way you're censored in some ways. So it's not 100% yours. And I don't think of color when I think of media and things like that, depending on what's really going on, because it seems like the same people run it, the higher uppers. So.
Well, the only reason why to me there seems to be a difference. Because there's a big difference in between the way white people in the media are portrayed, or the way white media kind of does their thing, and then there's a big difference between when you have the very few black organizations that or the persons that do news, the way they report things and certain things that they focus on. It seems like black or even other ethnic, they focus on what's going on in their community and what's going on with their people a lot of times. Have stuff like, Telemundo, you have like other channels, but they focus on primarily what's going on, with their people. Black people do the same. They primarily, they do other news, but they also mainly focus on what's going on with them. Now, white media, of course, they seem to just focus on any and everything, anything that will sensationalize, and get ratings. And I know sometimes it's a ratings game with some places, but, when it really boils down to it, like I said, it seems to be a difference, especially when you're looking at one story and their one news place outlet is reporting it one way, and there's another news outlet that's reporting it another way, and then you have one that maybe African-American that's reporting it way different than what the others are reporting. Like, why does it seem like there's a double standard, or does there seem like there's a double standard when it comes down to reporting what's going on with us and them and other people, in the media? Take it away, K-Dog.
K-Dog.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Good evening.
What up?
Okay, dog.
Hey, what's going on? Well, as we all know about the media is there to inform,
entertain.
That's what they're there for.
That's what they're there,
right? To give the news, to give the latest report.
The latest report.
Yeah.
Had to take that thing off my ear because that thing is making noise. But with that being said, the difference is in different communities, like you mentioned earlier, the Latino community, you have so many different communities out there. You have the Asian community, and within the black community also, you have to also remember is that you have people from different countries who give different types of news that's going on. So with the white media and the black media, there's always been a difference. There has always been that kind of different, how could I say, it's like...
It's a wordplay. It's semantic sometimes. It's some wordplay going on.
Right. So... With that being said, you look at the white media. What do the white media report? They report the news. They give everything. And sometimes, yes, could they be one-sided? Of course. And then you have the black media that's there to inform people of what's going on in the community. Like you have black newscasters, and you have a whole lot of that going on, especially in journalism. There is a difference between the two.
Interesting, right?
Like I said, they're to inform.
Definitely.
Interesting, right?
Yeah, I'm in agreement with that. It's like, you know, black and white media is a difference. As Lady said, if you're not owning that particular TV station or whatever, excuse me, hold on. Sorry, y'all. If you're not owning that particular station or whatever, it's like you're going to be controlled by white media or those higher ups that own the company, unless you own it yourself in terms of whatever, you know, ethnicity it is, whether it's black, Chinese, whoever. So what they're going to portray out there is what they're going to portray. Like they, you know, they're only going to portray what they're getting their information from other people or whatever. They don't live in our community. They only going by, what is that thing, like the Nielsen ratings, or they only going by what they're reading or whatever. So they're not really living in those communities to really, you know, put it out there on the real. They're just going to go by, okay, well, they said this, that, and another. Okay, we got to put that out there.
Do you ever think there's a thing where, like, they try to kind of throw a little dirt, a little salt in the game when it comes down to, you know, us and certain things that they do? Because, I mean, all right, I stopped watching, you know, a lot of TV and, you know, reading newspapers certainly because it always seems biased. Like, as a journalist or as a writer, in general, like depending on what you're writing, it's not about you and it's not about your personal views, especially when you're doing the news. It's about observation, taking certain things and putting together a story. You know, you're supposed to be more objective than subjective. But sometimes, you know, in reading and also watching, it doesn't really seem so objective all the time. It seems like they're subliminally trying to make some type of point. Because it's not to say that black people don't do certain crimes, but it's also white people do crimes, certain crimes, same crimes that they keep saying black people keep doing. Indian people do the same thing. Spanish people do the same thing. There's all other types of people that do the same thing, but you always notice in a lot of media outlets, sometimes it's just a white and black thing. But right. 9 times out of 10, it's always the reporting of, oh, well, this black person did this, or this black person did that, or this Spanish man did this, or this person did that. But they never really focus too much on, you know, what they're doing, you know, what's going on with the European, and when they do focus on them,
it's always like they try to downplay it when it comes to them, they downplay it. But when us, it's just like
they change the language.
It's always right. They change the language, but with them, it's downplay. Oh, well, you know, he's a good boy, and you know, he went to school, and you know, he respected his mama, loved him, Yeah, but he just shot like 20 people in the church, or he went to a mall and just pulled out and killed people. Like, and you want to downplay that? No.
Well, the difference is, it's like, oh, that person they're quick to call out mental illness.
Right, the mental health issue.
Right, the mental health issue, but yet whenever it's a black or Hispanic person that does something, it's like the person has a criminal record, they'll dig up, they're saying, oh, mm-hmm. that person has a criminal record, that person is a monster, a monster, a murderer.
Right, absolutely.
And then you also have local news. Your local news, let's say News 12 or something, will give you mm-hmm. all the local news, but they'll make sure and give you all the crimes, all the shootings. New York Post do that.
Right.
That's why I don't even read that newspaper. And it's like you'll see, let's say, I don't know, Kentucky or something. They'll give you the news on what's going on there. There's white folks doing crime. They'll tell you that. But
mm-hmm.
it's how they word it. They tone it down
right.
for them, you know. We're the minority that's pretty much ratchet is how we're perceived. And that's how it'll come across in the news unless we're doing something good where they can talk about it and say, okay, this person is donating or they started a fund or something for their community. And even with that, they'll turn around. I've seen many times they'll say, because, you know, this is the lower class. The projects are right here.
Exactly.
Okay. Everybody in the projects is not poor, broke, and this, that, the next. People are living day to day and striving, doing the best they can to be better, and a lot of them move out the projects. So I hate when people say that, or in the South, the wards. Okay, we know it's hard there, but come on now. That's how they see us. We're like, I don't know, ghetto,
well,
ratchet, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's
ghetto,
well,
low income.
Well, yeah, that makes for good news. Because you know what? It's how they can look through the window, but they don't have to go outside. Oh,
exactly.
What's going on in their neighborhood. Whew, glad I don't live there, or I ain't gotta walk past that. See, they wanna know what's going on, so they look to the media to do it and to showcase it, but of course they gotta sensationalize. They got to make it seem like something. Like, one of my big issues when it comes down to white media, because we know black media would never do it. All right. And I have to use this as an example because there's always been something that has bothered me, and it seemed like after it happened, there was a trend. Even though it was done before that incident, but it seemed like it just stood out a little more. So, you know, rest in peace, Trayvon Martin. They looked for every reason and blasted all over the place. Oh, he was smoking weed. Or he had weed in the system. He did this. He did that.
Exactly.
Now, my thing is this.
They criminalized the victim.
And I don't think a black outlet, you know, I would say an outlet, you know, people of color, a news outlet would have done that. Because the whole thing is
of
this. It didn't bear any importance or didn't really make any rational sense for why that man killed that boy. But yet, white media will try to rationalize it and make it seem like, oh, well, he had to do it and because he had this in his system, or he cut school, or he wasn't the kid that they're saying he is. And it's like, wait a minute, hold on. This kid is dead. Like, a kid is dead because it's an asshole, and the first thing you want to do is condemn the deceased?
Of course.
You
that's what there was too.
But once
because
again,
you know what?
Yeah, why not? They've been discrediting our character for centuries. So that's the first thing they go to.
Because the way that they criminalized Trayvon Martin, and that was a shame, because what was he doing that was so wrong but walking in the neighborhood? And, you know, a murderer like George Zimmerman. No one called him an animal. No one pointed out that this man had a huge criminal record. No one pointed none of that out.
No. Same thing with Sandra Bland. You know,
exactly.
That case.
Everything is criminalized, but that's white media. And we have to call it that because that's the mainstream white media that always does that. They always do that. On these other little outlets, you know, that are more minority based, they don't do that because it's not necessary. You know,
that's also a kind of narcissistic trait, by the way, with what you're saying, because when people are ready to, let's say, if I just, we don't go together, Brother B, but I'm just saying, if I broke up with you and I want to tell Red about you, I'm going to tell her all the bad things about you. You get what I'm saying? I want to paint this bad picture so I don't look bad, but I could have cheated on you, and then here you go tell Red, nah, but she cheated on me, but Red now remembers all the bad things. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That I just
well,
said.
That's
so that's the first thing
you.
Stuck in your
maybe
head.
That's, yeah,
right.
That's why, maybe that's
there
why
you
she
go.
Cheated
so,
on you, because you burned her chicken. That's true. But that's
okay.
I
oh my God,
that one. That's why that one. But nah. But no, you're absolutely. But that's the seed. But that's you hit the nail right on the head. It's like it's the seasoning. Like it just doesn't stop. They keep, you know what I'm saying, putting that there. Like, oh well, let me put this here. It's like it's the bullshit psychological spin that they put on it. So you sit there, you look at Trayvon Martin, and you hear that, oh, he smoked, he had weed in the system. And the whole thing is this. We don't even know if that was really true. Because if you would sit there and believe everything that the news say, you're an ass. I'd say you're an ass. Because they're not 100% truthful. And even when they turn around and make a mistake, a lot of times they don't retract it. They just let it fly and say, we'll just run with it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I wanted to bring up another case too that the media sensationalized. When the 1989 Central Park rape happened, what did they say about those five young men? They said they were wilding. They made them look like they were wild animals in the park.
Of course. And who apologized? Of course, you know, number 45. He never apologized.
No, he called for the death penalty. He even took out an op-ed on the newspaper to say it.
And you know what? Because, you know, that's a dick rider. Because that was a dick rider move right there. That's all you did. You saw a wave and you rode on it. But that's the true trait of a charlatan. Or, you know, like a skate, you know what I'm saying? He's a charlatan. Simple and plain. That's a big trait of it. And did not apologize. Oh, these cats were exonerated. You know, you saw some of the people. I still didn't watch the documentary. I just got to be mentally ready for that. But there are people out there that watch it.
And you want to put the bounty on their head?
Yeah, basically. And the whole thing is, it wasn't even them. But there was never any apology. There's never any, you know, type of real courtesy given to them. Because no matter what, somebody's always going to believe that they did it. Even though somebody else said that they did it and they've been exonerated, there's always going to be somebody believe. I don't even believe that's true. I still believe that they did it. There's a big difference between, you know, what little minority media there is and white media, which is so powerful that they can set the narrative and you can't shake loose from it. Like, I wish I was able to call in last night, but I was so tired. Like, I was done. Long day at work. But on, you know, our family show, Absolute Truth, on Blog Talk Radio, Monday nights, 10:30 p.m. or 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. All right. Okay. So you guys were talking on the topic about Gail, the dog king. And, yeah, I said it. What she said about Kobe Bryant. Now, I first heard the statement by some chick that was on some Netflix show, and she made the statement and said Kobe Bryant rapist. Okay. Then this lady, Gail King, gets in an interview with Lisa Leslie, you know, a phenomenal WNBA player, and start asking questions or bringing up something from the past about her friend who's dead. I don't know what you guys discussed last night. I didn't get a chance to read the show. I mean, check out the show. Not rehashing too much, but in my opinion, that was white media at its finest. She was the puppet. White media at its finest. For you to attack or discredit a black man who is deceased, who could not defend himself. And the whole thing is, he defended himself how many years ago?
The minute it was never from the time it happened.
Yeah, he was never charged. It was, you know, the chick did not prosecute. You know, she didn't. She chose not to go forward. So with that being said, why is the word rape and Kobe Bryant in the same sentence?
The case was fully dismissed, first of all. We keep forgetting that. It's dismissed. It's dismissed. It's over. It's over. You have opportunities if you wanted to reopen a case. You always can. It's dismissed.
Yeah.
It's done with. Why are we talking about
it? Exactly.
But with Gail King to say I'm just going to quickly say the same thing I explained last night, is that I'd expect this from a rookie reporter. She's done many, many interviews, knew her whole panel of questions, what she'd like to ask. She asked the first question properly. She's a journalist, reporter. Great. Okay. But then when you get your answer, why are you continuously picking, reconstructing your question? You just got the answer to the point where it's almost like, you know, a prosecutor that wants a person to break down and say, you know what, I think he did it. You understand? She's not getting the answer that she wanted. So she kept going in. I'm like, first of all, I wouldn't even ask this question, because you had many opportunities when Kobe was alive and he was promoting his book and his short film, and you guys did a great reporting on him. You should have asked him about that then. It's part of his legacy due to the fact that this happened. He had to come before the media, apologize to his wife, and he moved on with his life after that. So like I said yesterday, it's second chances in life. He didn't even do anything. He wasn't convicted of anything. So it's not even a second chance. So why are we even touching that subject? If you wanted to say to her, maybe, you know, do you think that destroyed his legacy? And then she answered the question, great. You were able to speak on it. She also, you know, went on her live and said that CBS didn't show the full interview. She wanted them to put the other part in where she actually asked Lisa Leslie certain other questions. But your question that you asked, when you got the answer, that should have been it. You should have moved on to the next question. That's how I feel. So it's kind of like, what's your problem? And then you got Susan Rice making threats to Snoop. I'm thinking you're federal. He's a hip-hop artist. The two don't go together. So that kind of sounds like your threat is even harsher and fouler than whatever he said in a moment when he was mad. So let's stop the games right there.
And see, now I was saying the red, that my issue was this. Because somebody, you know, I brought it up on Facebook, and a couple of people came at me about talking about what Snoop was talking about and him saying the B word and all this and that. And I firmly stand where I stand. You're talking to a person who 9 times out of 10 knew Kobe on a personal basis. We already knew Lisa Leslie, knew him on a personal basis. Lisa Leslie,
right.
He was a big supporter of the WNBA. They were friends. 9 times out of 10, Kobe Bryant, who used to dabble in the little hip-hop industry, you know, years ago and stuff like that, more likely,
right.
Snoop is from L.A., they probably were friends. You know, who knows if they were close or not. I don't know. But more likely they were friends. So when you start taking jabs like that, you're taking jabs at people who personally know an individual. There's a big difference between, you know, I don't know you like that, but I'm sorry that happened, compared to somebody that you know. And this happened, and then you say something. Like, of course, feelings are going to be in the mix, and it's just like, yo, real talk, why would you, you know? But once again, there's two different worlds, or sometimes two different shades, you know, color spectrums when it comes down to media. And I feel that she played right into the hands of the white side of me.
Absolutely,
now,
of course. She definitely, her and Oprah, she was way big on that before Gail even came around. You even heard about it. You know, that's how they are, and it's like it's sad because, like I said, once again, I've always said your own people do it to you.
Right.
Your own will do it to you, and it's sad.
And
everybody's trying to make
and
excuses.
It was,
oh, this, that, no, no. Absolutely not.
Now, real quick,
it was just,
before K-Dog goes in, I have to throw this at K-Dog and then Lady T, pick it up. Let me know what you think. So also, when it comes down to the media, now, I used to have big respect for Serena Williams, but there was an interview. I think it was with Vanity Fair. I could be wrong, because it was a while ago, but she did an interview, and she was asked a question, basically saying, you know, the question was like, you know, dating black men. You know, like it was a question of like, you know, which is better, like dating black men or whatever, or compared to dating white men. Because at that time, I think that guy was her fiance, who's now her husband. I didn't like the way I didn't like the question that was asked, and I didn't like her response, which made me really dislike her now. Because someone in the media, of course, white person, took the opportunity to ask a question and use it to have her basically kind of make a derogatory comment about black men. To say how, oh, yeah, there is a big difference. Like, white men treat black women or treat women better. And I was so disappointed that she fell into that. And I think there was a little, you know, backlash behind it. You know, a couple of things were said here and there. But I really didn't appreciate it. And I don't like when some of these media outlets or these magazines, they ask these questions. They set up this line of questioning that's geared to discrediting or defaming someone. Now, go ahead, K-Dog. Tell me what you think about that.
You know, there was a lot that was said about Gayle King's interview, and, you know, everybody from politicians to entertainers, they all tore her up. They really went for the they really went for her, because it's like, fault on her too for asking, for bringing that up, for bringing that whole thing up. Like, you have to respect Kobe's legacy. I mean, like you said, he was like Lady T said, he's not there to defend himself. But however, why would you ask such a question as experienced as you are? And then, you know, you're adding, it's like adding salt to a wound, adding alcohol to a wound, and knowing that they're hurt, knowing the person's bleeding, and you're still putting alcohol and the person's screaming like, damn, it burns. That's what she was doing. And, you know, as when you're in the media, it is your responsibility to know what you're going to ask. You don't have to keep on dragging the question, and focus on it. I mean, what was that all about?
Lady G.
Now, with the Serena question, Brother B, that could have been just her personal experience. Don't forget she's talking to Vanity Fair. Those are the questions that Vanity Fair will ask you. We know why already, high Hollywood status and so forth. But as far as that goes, she is with a white man. I think that's her child's father. And that could have been her experience. Maybe she's dated so many black men that she got tired of it. You have black men that feel the same way. Then they turn, they get a female of a different ethnicity other than, you know, black, and they're treating them the same way that their previous black girlfriend may have wanted them to treat her, but he just couldn't. So he decides, you know what? She listens. She's submissive. She'll do what I say, and vice versa. And sorry to say, but at one point, I felt like that for a hot minute. Then I snapped out of it because I said, hell to the no. I love me some color. Okay? I'm light. I don't know what I want. A white, clear
penis. I love me some color.
Yeah, I really do. You got to be chocolate. I'm sorry. I don't even, I'm not interested in skin guys. I don't know.
Breaking up a little bit.
You're breaking up.
Hello, Lady T.
You were breaking up a little bit.
I'm just like, I need color. So it's like, that could be just your personal preference. I don't feel like, you know, a white man is going to treat you any different than a black man will, because a man is a man and a woman is a woman. You understand what I'm saying? So it's based to me on a person before the color. If you're into interracial relationships, that doesn't bother me. That's your life, whatever works for you. But for, this is a problem with, especially with white America, they don't accept interracial relationships. They don't understand it. And also black America too. And they have reasons for that as well. But they don't understand it, and they have to continuously put the stamp on it that, you know what, it's because the black man didn't treat her right, or the black woman didn't treat him right. That's why they went to the next color. You get my point? they have no other justification other than maybe it could have been just love.
True. 4644, right. You're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Good conversation. How you doing
What's
tonight?
What's up? All right, sir. How are
hello.
You?
Well,
yeah,
here's
hello.
The thing. Yeah. A person that's a public figure is open for criticism and also praise.
Mm-hmm.
And reporters have a job to do. When you make a, you ask the question, is there a difference between the two media? Yes, there is. Because the media depends on advertising dollars in order to survive. And you seen that with Mr. Limbaugh when he called the one woman a slut. He didn't apologize until he lost 30 advertisers. Then he apologized.
Right.
But this lady has a right to ask those questions. And then, too, here's the thing. I've heard blacks disparage everything from American soldiers in the U.S. wars. Look at Judge Kavanaugh. It went back in his childhood. Bill Cosby. How about what did black women do to Gabby Douglas? You remember her, the gymnast, and her hair, which she wore according to the profession that she was in?
Yeah.
You got
that
Martin
was white
Luther
America
King.
That justified that.
No, that was
well,
blacks that
this.
Was criticizing right. by Gabby's hairstyle.
Well, my thing is this. When it comes down
and hang on, I got two more. And,
okay.
and y'all can have it. Martin Luther King, 50 years, the FBI tapes were sealed. They'd be open in 2027. You had Elijah Muhammad and his affair with Alicia, the young girl. But here's another thing. How about James Brown and David Ruffin? James Brown sexually abused Tammy Terrell. David Ruffin physically abused her. We still got their records in our house.
Well, I heard about that.
Elvis and the comedian? I can't even think of it right now. You have a few. How about let's start with Elvis? A lot of people still love Elvis, play Elvis records. Can you speak on that?
Well, yeah, you can. Well, I thought we was talking about blacks. And
we were talking about
together.
Blacks
no,
and
got,
whites.
No,
different.
No,
you got
we're talking about. We're talking
yeah.
about black media and
exactly.
white media.
I can't
and white media.
I can't comment. Me personally, I can't comment on them because I don't follow them. Well, I used to think that David Ruffin was cool until I found out what he'd done to Tammy. I thought James Brown was soul brother number one. So if you're not willing to make those same apply across the board, then, you know, these things are going to come up. But, hey, John
F.
Kennedy.
But that's white media.
John F. Kennedy.
White media doesn't care. White media does not focus on the things that their people do.
Which, yeah, but white media has the answer to white sponsorship, in generally the case of time. Those black media get the same type of support from black businesses?
They actually do. I can name a few in New York, especially with News 12.
Yeah,
they
but
actually
few.
Totally
come on, we got to be real with this.
We have to be real with it, and we have to be real with accountability on both ends and both races. So I don't even think it's an issue with race. One we know is more modified than the other, and that's my question that I was trying to ask you. Do you know of any white people that they portrayed like that? No, because they won't portray their own like that.
Well, they portrayed John F. Kennedy, a president has a person in the land. They've done him that way with his sneaking Marilyn Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a part of the agenda.
That's my point.
Well, here's the point. Let me ask you. All right, let me try this angle. If we don't like it, boycott their services. That's the way you get the attention. If you don't like what a media is doing, then you go and boycott the automobile manufacturers, the Cox TV and so on, boycott them and express to them, I don't like the way you are slanting interviews in the case of an icon or a public figure. That's
and
all
I'm
you got to
sure
do.
A lot
I
of
agree.
Us do
I,
that.
I agree.
A lot of us, I agree with you. A lot of us, you know, won't watch it and so forth. We will boycott it like that. But there's still people, millions and millions of people that's still going to watch it. So, does that matter? I would ask you that question. Would that even matter, all of us boycotting it? We're not with a minority, and I'm not talking about
well,
our
I don't
color.
Know. There's millions and millions of people listening to James Brown music and David Ruffin music, even though Tammy Terrell's mother called
it.
James Brown in the bed with her daughter, 16
mm-hmm.
years old.
I totally agree with what you're saying as far as with that, with them still listening to music. You have people who haven't put up their R. Kelly CD yet. So I understand exactly
yeah.
what you're saying. There's people, yeah, there's people that haven't put up their Elvis CD as yet. You know what I mean? So it's like they just don't believe it because
now here's another
the fame.
When you go around tearing down people's memorabilia, like statues, those people
mm-hmm.
remember that. And when they have an opportunity to do a tit for tat, they're going to do it. You know, in St. Louis, you got a regentrified area, a park. They want Martin Luther King's statue removed.
Same thing in Massachusetts. So I know what you mean by that. Yeah, so I agree with that.
In Kansas City, they named Truce Boulevard Martin Luther King. They had an election here recently in Kansas City, Missouri, where they renamed it back to Truce. They take the Martin Luther King signs down. So, I mean, that's the society. You know, I like to let things live. What's the old term? Let live and let die, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the basic thing you do is respect. Yeah, just respect.
Yeah.
You don't have to accept it. Just respect it.
Because it is part of the history of it,
so,
but it's how you portray it, you know?
Yeah.
And
about Kobe Bryant, I hate to see it happen to him. I'm going to tell you why. Because black society had a lot invested in him. How is that? Well, all through his career, from the earliest point, black parents had to get their children prepared, get them to these games and tournaments and buy equipment and so on, in order to provide him with the best of competition for him to hone his skills to be as good as he eventually led him up to be. It's got the same thing with football, too. Look at all the black children that's out there 8 o'clock at night, should be at home, maybe doing homework. They're trying to work towards something that they will all, most of them fall short from. And being the mm-hmm. fact that they only took one path, then where do they go then? So that was a big sacrifice, and I hated to see it happen.
Right.
Anyway,
thank you for
the opportunity.
All right, mm-hmm. sir, you have a good one. It was a pleasure. No, but you know what? The one thing that he said, Mr. Kiyonki, one thing that he said was true. Boycott. That's something that we don't do. Because
we don't
we don't do it. Because once everything was said and done, everybody started watching the NFL again. First of all, I'm not
mm-hmm.
big on sports, but I definitely will never watch it again. I mean, once again, you're talking about the person who don't even use Dove soap anymore because of the little thing that happened like last year or whatever. Like, I just don't. Like, you know, it's certain things that just quickly turn me off. And, you know, the situation with, you know, not just so much Gayle King, but just in general, the way media feels it's okay to, huh?
I said, I've been turned off from those two.
Yeah, but it's just the way white media continues to set the double standard. And we continue to allow it. Like, at no point in time do we ever get out and say, hey, yo, you're going to stop talking like that about us. Like, you're going to stop referring to our communities. I hate the word gentrification. The reason why I hate it, because you're trying to make it sound like you're making something that was already there new. Like, there were people already there. There were people already living the life. You just chose not to invest in it because you didn't want to invest in the people that were there. So you figure you throw some white people in it and, you know, everything's okay. And then next thing you know, the news comes and they report how this is a high-rising community because X, Y, and Z. Why? Because white people moved in? Oh, you want to talk about areas with crime and black on that bullshit term, black on black crime. Listen, how many white people moved into Harlem? How many white people moved to certain parts of Brooklyn?
Oh, you can't even recognize those areas anymore.
Yeah, but you know what?
As a matter of fact,
you think they're complaining? You think they're complaining about black people? Ain't listen, black people. Listen, one thing I have to say, and I just got to get this off my chest: white people, Spanish people, Indian people, Chinese people, Russian people, whoever you are. Black people ain't focused on your ass. You can clutch your purse. You can lock your car door. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. But we ain't focused on you. We focus on getting our own shit together. So if you want to seem to think that you want to put the target on your back and feel special, that's on you. But we ain't focused on you. We got our own shit going on in our own front yard, backyard, and in the kitchen. We ain't got time to be thinking about your shit. 9 times out of 10 is one of your own people that's probably thinking about your shit more than we are.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
So when it comes down to, like I said, this whole media thing with double standards, you say one thing about one type of people, but then you say something else. Listen, people can get all scared with their portrayal of, oh, my God, 6'2", Negro, oh, this, that, and the third. I mean, come on. Tamir Rice. How old was Tamir Rice?
He was 12.
And they made that boy sound like he was some hardened, stone-cold criminal. Because he had a water gun?
Unbelievable.
But once again, this is the picture that white media paints. And you should be ashamed of your goddamn selves. But once again, no one calls them to task. Once again, somebody will listen and they'll go support that shit or they'll go listen to that shit. I mean, the house Negroes run rampant. So, I mean, it's not like we could do much about it anyway. Because the house Negroes get more of a chance than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do.
So, I mean, really, I don't see the cause for it or the need for it. I don't know why they choose to, once again, continue to label us or put these labels and titles on us that, listen, this is your shit show. You built it. We here.
No, don't think
everybody's
so.
Here playing. We all playing in the same mud pot. So, I mean, so what's the problem? You got white
so.
Killers. You got black killers. You got all types of killers. Listen, most of the white killers, most of the white people, most of the serial killers in history have been white.
Yes, they are.
But you know what's crazy?
I haven't heard of no black serial killer.
Me neither.
There's been a few.
Never did.
There's been very, there's very few, very, very few. But they outnumber. But the thing is, what they do is they sensationalize it and they turn it into a documentary and they make it fascinating that a white man or a white woman just did all of this tactical killing and conniving and buried body parts across the 50 states and all this and that. And they make
very
it sound,
sad.
Oh my
sounds
gosh,
like a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Yeah. But then a black person, oh, this cold-blooded killer who did this.
Yeah, murderer, like I said earlier.
Yeah, he's just murderer. Yeah, he shouldn't even be on the planet Earth.
He's a monster. He's a murderer.
Exactly.
He's a murderous monster. This person has and you know what? They tried to dig up so much dirt, they'll be like, oh, well, that person had a criminal record. That person's been arrested so many times. I'm like, really? They criminalize. They're always quick to criminalize.
Of course.
Yep, all the time. Yep, all
and
the time.
I,
you know,
for life of me. What's up, Red?
No, I'm just saying, like, not to cut you up, but I like, just like you said, like what you said about the boycott, and like, that's the thing. Okay, boycott, but you know, it's just sad because you know what? They know that it's like, okay, if you boycott, but you still need us. It's like you could boycott us, so you could stop buying this, you could stop this, but you know what? There's going to be that one person that's going to boycott or that two or three people. It's going to be 10 that's going to be on that car lot buying that Jaguar or whatever it is. Or there's going to be 10 of them in that store buying that $500 shirt when you don't know that they don't even want you wearing their clothing or whatever. You know, the designers don't want you even wearing their stuff. So, I mean, it's sad that, just like you said, it's sad that that's what we need to do, or you know, or people need to do, but they're not going to do. And then, like I said, the powers that be, they know, we know y'all not going to boycott us because you know you need us.
And even if you do boycott us, you guys know y'all not going to be standing strong forever, because it's going to be that one person that's going to break apart. This is going to be, we've seen it go down with the NFL already. We're back to watching Super Bowl, back to what did Kaepernick do again? You get what I'm saying? We don't remember anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Some people, you know.
You know, not all. But, you know, it's interesting how the media kind of went after Jay-Z and Beyonce for sitting down.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. With that, one second. Did you see the picture around them? You had white people not standing. You had people eating. I had to, like, zoom in and look around. You had some people standing. You had some people that sat down. They were still eating. I don't understand it. And I'm glad they gave no response to it.
Because
just to pay no mind.
But that's
they singled out Jay-Z and Beyonce. They're like, oh,
media.
Yeah, let's. Oh,
yeah,
the, oh,
that's
the
difference
oh,
between the white media.
But yet nobody, made a mention about the idiot orange boy who was doing some kind of crazy dance during the national anthem. Nobody really made a big stink out of that. But yet, Jay-Z and Beyonce, everyone was like, oh. Well, they're disrespecting the flag. There they go again, disrespecting the flag. But what about that idiot in the White House?
So you know why? You know why? Because that member, that's Jay-Z Beyonce. But remember, that's drug dealing Jay-Z. And oh, that's just Beyonce from Destiny's Child. They don't look at them, they're not looking at them in that type of way. But if that was somebody else, if that was, I'll say,
it's
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
It's still Negro.
Right. But if it was Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, They wouldn't have batted their eyes. Because they wouldn't even care about Kanye.
Yeah, and then you had some Negroes from a station, Wendy Williams, might as well say her name, when she said, oh, if they didn't want to stand up, then they should leave this country. And I'm thinking, Wendy, let's just stop. What color are you? Let's just stop with the nonsense.
I'll check my TV
and see if her color changed. I don't know. But I zoomed in and I'm like, there was white people that wasn't, so it wasn't a black or white thing. It was a personal thing to whomever was sitting there.
We don't know what color she is. She might be an alien. Who knows?
I think she looks like E.T. It's like E.T. with a wig.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But not real talk.
Absolutely.
My thing is, but you see how white media controls the narrative? Like, we have our puppets in play. You know, we make sure they say and do the right thing so they can keep getting what they need to get from Massa. Listen, no one is ever going to make me feel thankful for being or living in this country that I was born in. First of all, you stole our ancestors. You stole humans. And brought them over here.
Exactly.
So don't sit there and talk about you made us civil. We were fine where we was at. You ran from where you were at, came over here and killed people, and then took over the land. So don't make it seem like somebody has to be thankful for your being here. And if no one else is going to say it, I'm going to say it. So don't sit there and make it seem like somebody told me, America is the greatest country in the world. Listen, I ain't been to other places, so I can't even say that. Just because I live here, and sometimes I don't even feel that I have the freedoms that I have. You know what I'm saying? Certain times you can say things, sometimes you can't. You can't just do what you want to do, because if that was the case, then, you know, it would be the greatest country in the world. I can just go do what I want to do. But there's checks and balances. And there's big checks and big balances for different people, different strokes, different folks.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that, because it's like everyone's making, America's so wonderful.
Didn't that dude say something about, it was better back then, like it was safer at night? There was some interview.
He said so many racist things. It's like, I can't.
Yeah, exactly. And my whole thing is, it was, but you know what? He's right. It was safer. It was safer for the devils to run around and do what they wanted to do at night. It wasn't safe for us. but it was safe for them to do what they normally do,
but
which is hang up humans. Rush Limbaugh. That,
oh,
you know what I'm saying? Because as much as you want to try, once again, you want to talk about murdering, you want to talk about killing, the media always wants to talk about what we as minorities do. But they never really want to put a spotlight on their history, their story of why do we feel the need to hang human people and burn them alive and watch it. That's some evil shit right there. But they won't talk about that because
they never
talk
about
it. Part of, no, because see, you know, they don't want people thinking. They don't want people really on the, like, yo, y'all are some. That's really messed up.
They were
so
quick
the narrative.
They were quick
focus,
to call certain
focus
people
on the
savages.
You also have
some people of that color that's also embarrassed and ashamed that that's their history. I know several people that would say things like that, and they always say their justification, you know, racism is something that was taught to them. They don't want to be racist. They're not racist.
But you
know what I mean? You have
but
people.
But you know what?
It's really sad.
But you know what, Lady T? When a white person says to me, I'm really embarrassed that that's my history, I tell them, listen, unless you're a racist or a bigot, that's not your history. So
they
let's
feel
not
like it's
there.
Their history. Think about it. It's no different than slavery
if you claim
is
it,
our history.
If you claim
get
it, you
my
own
point?
It. Yeah, no. If you claim it, you own it. If you claim it, you own it. Because there was a lot, because of course, they will never focus on, especially the white people that risked their lives to help.
To help the black people, they will never focus on that. Don't forget, in this day and time, we still have some like that, and what happens to them when their own finds out you were helping her get to the top? You get my point? Okay,
of course.
So you're going down with her.
Of course,
and
of
you
course.
Know what it is. It's like you know when a white person whenever they feel that they're quick to call the person a traitor. And that's been known throughout history. That's been known throughout history. Whenever a white person sees an injustice and they say, you know what, this is wrong what we're doing. I'm gonna fight along with my they'll say my black brother or my black sister. Oh, you're seen as a traitor. You're dangerous.
But yeah, but you know what? I mean, it gets to a point where it's like, to hell with color. Why can't we just be human? But see, the
right,
media,
exactly.
Once again, there's a white media, there's a black media. Because see, once again, it goes back to what I was saying earlier. White people moving to certain places in Brooklyn, certain places in Harlem. Black people don't say shit. But let black people move into a white community. Oh, then it's a problem. So who's the real racist? Who's the real problem? Because Becky
well,
that lived on 125th. Well, true. But Becky or Roger that live on 125th Street in Lenox, or 145th in Lenox, they live in there quietly. And they're saying that they ask them any day, oh, listen, our neighbors, they're cool. Aren't you afraid? Afraid of what? They don't say nothing to them. They don't do nothing. Nothing goes on. They ain't worried about black folks.
And that comes from the stereotypes also in addition to all of that. But, you know, people believe the stereotypes because they'll come to your block, oh, my gosh, I didn't know you guys were – your block is so clean or your neighborhood is so united. You know what I mean? I didn't know. It's like
yeah,
that. You guys don't hear gunshots over here? It's all black people? Yeah, it's all black people. No gunshots? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, they act like they're shook, like, oh, wow. That's the first thing they think about.
That's the sad part. They don't focus on that. Like, to them, that right there is like a, like that, that once again, that doesn't support the narrative. That doesn't support the story. It doesn't, you know, push the issue. It doesn't cast black people or, you know, other people of color in a bad light. Like, right now, you know, if the media could really do it, but they really can't because most of the shit that they use to film with and everything else comes from China. or Japan. But, you know, that portion of media would love to probably just crucify China and throw all types of stereotypes and other stuff in the mix. But, you know, you really can't do that. You know, I'm sure there are certain political reasons why they can't do that. But yet, there's always that great old love story of white against black that will always sell. Or the black against white always will sell.
Or the black against black, that always sell too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Forget that.
You know, as long as they can put that out there and make that the focus and keep people in fear and make people believe that this is what it is and this is what they are not and you need to trust us because white is always right, then it'll continue to be the BS that it is. And we as a people, we need to come more together, especially when it comes down to media. This is one of the reasons why, or the main reason why, I wanted to do this podcast. Because it opens up a forum for people who don't have that voice. There are people that want to get something off their chest, people who want to talk about certain things. Because a lot of people are not talking about certain things. Because they have some type of fear that somebody's going to think differently of them, or it's just not going to come across right. Listen, if you're in pain, take Tylenol. Because I really don't, I can't really say that I give a damn. Communication is communication. Either you're a part of it, or you just don't, you don't have to be a part of it. You don't have to call in. You don't have to listen. There's options. Just like people want to talk about Snoop and whatever he said. Listen, he's been saying the B word for years. And them same people have probably been dancing to it and all that stuff for years. Now, all of a sudden, what, you want to say he threatened? Listen, first of all, and I got to go to Lady T with this. I don't know who threatened who first. But when I saw her saying, oh, Snoop better back the F off, we got an army. Now, wait a minute. Isn't that a threat?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was saying when I read that. I'm like, she's very, very higher upper. That sounds like, I don't know if you guys remember when Luke was doing his Two Live Crew and this, that, the next, and how they put the censorship on the CDs. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
And he actually beat that.
I remember that.
Remember when Tipper Gore was going, you know, up against him with that, and he actually won, and now he can say everything he wants, but the CDs now need to have that censorship on it. That
parental advisory.
Because certain things was coming into certain communities. They're scared because they look at Snoop still. He's still a thug to them. It doesn't matter the millions. Didn't he just get a Hollywood Walk of Fame star? Oh, my gosh. And you coming at him still like that because you still view him as that gang banger.
Yeah, and isn't he? But see, that's the thing. Look at it. Martha Stewart, you know, went to jail. She thug life and all this other.
Yeah,
and
she
then
thug life.
You want to put all that label on her. But then Snoop Dogg, oh, he's a problem. Oh, he said this and that. Really? Are y'all kidding me?
It's because of his former character. They still view him like that. It doesn't matter how many millions, billions, trillions, gazillions he have. And to me, her threat sounded even more direct because I'm sure there was tons of other people. Why are you not going after Instagram for setting up these lives now where people can curse your ass out, show videos of people getting jumped and all of this?
Nobody says anything about that. According to them, it's nothing wrong. But what did she do? What did that lady do?
What do you mean? She was working under the Obama administration at one point. She's ambassador still, probably. She even put out a book and stuff like that to the U.S., something of that sort. So I'm thinking you shouldn't even be wasting your time with that because I'm thinking if the federal government want to come to somebody, she's probably friends with Gail and Oprah. Like, let's be for real. Don't even say that. You should set yourself up at a higher standard, not to even say that. And you called him out by his first, middle, and last name.
Right.
That was so tacky to me. That was so tacky. You shouldn't even do that. And I'm thinking it's millions and millions of people that have rude comments. It's not Snoop making death threats to her. The death threats thing didn't even come up until Oprah put Bill Cosby's name in a mix. Even Bill Cosby is tweeting, she's scared. Gail didn't say she was scared. She's right back on CBS looking and sounding the same way that she's doing it. Because her attitude is this too shall pass.
But what did Bill Cosby?
That's what I'm saying.
What did Bill Cosby?
You gotta check his tweet because that's what Oprah said when she was on the Today Show in the morning, and she explained that even Bill Cosby is tweeting, and you know, Gail's scared. I'm thinking, I don't even know if that's real.
You know what? You know why she should be? She is scared, and she should be scared because first of all, a lot of those threats. You think those coming from a majority of black folks? You know how many white people love Kobe? You know how
but
many
this is what I'm saying.
People
all around the world.
The
yes, all around the
all
world.
All around the world.
Everybody. He touched
everybody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like they love that man. Whether it's professionally or those that may have known him personally or seen him do, you know, humanitarian work, they loved him. So how dare you do that? How did like that? It was uncalled for, totally. And well, she's on CBS because I don't watch CBS. I never did. I ain't liked them since the Muppet Show ended. But anyway, you know that was years ago.
And
sat back, and she still got a job because she did. They patted her on the head after that and said, "Good Negro." We needed
she
you
cleaned,
to do
she
that.
Said she's yeah, going to yeah, take yeah. it up with, you know, she spoke on live also and said she was reading the comments. She can see why people feel the way, but that's not how she meant it to be portrayed. She gave her side of the story. I believe it partially up until when she said something in there that just turned me off, like, do you or don't you? And then her attitude after the live was, okay, so I got to get back to work. This too shall pass. That's what she said. This too shall pass.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I think,
it'll pass.
Yeah, it will pass.
But people not going to listen.
People not going to view you the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Nope, they're not
going to
respect you. You still lost your own respect right then and there.
Yeah, they've been stirring the pot, especially Oprah with the whole Russell Simmons thing. And when she was trying to do, you know, be a part of the documentary. Like, this certain things just don't pass. And certain people are just not going to forget certain things. And the thing is, until you can sit back and go do an interview with Harvey Weinstein and ask him the same questions or ask him some hard questions, then nobody's ever going to respect you again. At least not us, a good majority of us. Because you can talk crap about Bill Cosby, you can talk crap about R. Kelly, you can talk crap about everybody else. But this dude who's faking that he and a walker going to court, still got his money, still in control. They're not saying anything, but you want to talk about, what did she say? Your time is up. Well, shit, your time is too. And you help put a stop on your own goddamn clock. It's but so much BS that people are going to take. You can't sit there and point fingers and not look inward. Or look at your circle. And you think people are not getting hip? You're talking all of this shit, but once again, Weinstein, your media's focusing. Nobody's focusing on Weinstein and what's going on with him. Nobody. But Bill Cosby's in jail, and, you know, it's okay. Everything's quiet on the R. Kelly front, and, you know, it's okay. I'm going to let Hot Rod take it away. What's
yes,
up, brother?
Go ahead, man. Gentlemen. Remember one thing about the difference between Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg? One went to prison and one did not go to prison at all.
It's true.
So who's the thug in that one?
He's been in prison before.
Not like
way
Martha
before,
Stewart.
Way
he
before he started
time.
Rapping.
He's
been there.
Yeah.
He did Fed Time. Fed Time. Got you. Fed Time. Yes. Got you. Yes.
At that time, but you know, compared to now, you know, Martha Stewart went to prison for a big time for, you know, selling secrets and trading and all that stuff. Everybody treats Snoop Dogg as a thug, and he really never went to prison.
Right.
And yo, and I remember, the white men were after her hard. They were going. Mm-hmm. White men were going after Martha Stewart hard. They wanted her to go down.
Yes, they were.
They wanted her to go down. I was like, yo, beat that, Martha. Beat it.
Well, you know what? She took the punishment, and she didn't snitch. That's one thing about Martha.
Yeah.
She did not snitch.
Yeah, so didn't.
There was no other. But as you guys know, I work for the media for about almost 20 years now. And all I can tell you is, it's full of crap. That's the bottom line. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. It's not about
facts. I know what you're talking about. This is why I'm laughing. Oh my God.
It's full of crap. It's not about facts anymore.
It's not. It's about gossips and your opinions. Mm-hmm. So they're not delivering the message. Mean, yeah.
What's a plant type? Back in what, 15 minutes or whatever he was back then? He told you the facts, straight face. Now
yeah.
It's like, no, the people are.
And that's sad.
Well,
that's
if your president is giving his speech and he can say bullshit, and not until later when you watch it on the news do they believe it? Because I saw that when it was live, and I was like, hold up, did he just say that?
No, Lady T, that was put it by CNN, by the fake news. He did not say that word.
No, he said it. Listen to me.
I
watched it live and I paused. I was like, hold up.
But that's the lies the media will tell you, and that's the problem. I know he said it, but, they will twist that story around. And that's why you cannot pay the media attention anymore. Like you want to. Social media is your media news. You got news feed from social media.
And even sometimes those are wrong, but
But once again, it just goes back to the double side or the two sides of media.
Mm-hmm.
There's the white side, and there seems to be the black side. It should just be media in general, but apparently, it's not. It's one of those things where it just has to be divided. Because someone always has to be the bad guy. If you notice, correct me if I'm wrong, Hot Rod, in this country is always, the image is always thrived as long as there's a bad guy. From John Wayne to the Indian, the portrayal of him the hero and them the savages. From Tarzan in Africa, a white man running around with a little skirt on, screaming, broke the rope and just beating lions and shit like that. And the African just like, oh, gosh, Tarzan, savior of the jungle.
Because it seems like the gossip is more entertaining, keeps you entertained.
Mm-hmm.
I know all of y'all watch the weather, but tell me, oh, my gosh, when they report the weather, it is so long. I just want to see the 7 day. Y'all going into the details, and this side has less wind than that side. And I'm like, I don't know.
Even
and by the time.
But that's what they do.
Yeah.
But that's what they do.
Like,
they make the weather into a whole
that's
report.
That's not like a whole 5-minute segment now. Just tell me what it's going to be for the week.
Five minutes or more. They're gonna give nationwide weather.
Right,
and mind you, we live in New York.
Hey, Hot Rod, who was the black lady that used to be on? Like, she got one time she was on the air. She was a little saucy, and she made some statements, and she got that the camera was rolling. What was her name?
Oh man.
Oh, Sue Simmons.
Sue Simmons, when Sue said what she said on TV. Yeah, back in her day, and the white guy that she was up there with, and Rolanda Watts, and a couple other,
oh my God,
yeah
I remember her on Channel 7. That was before
that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sam Champion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's still on. That's my boyfriend.
Well,
yeah,
he's
Sam Champion,
oh my God.
I had a crush on him when I was younger watching the news. I mean,
now, Sam Champion was always cool because he did his thing with the weather, but you know, now it's like back, I mean, back then the media was one thing. Now it's just like, that's why I don't watch TV, man. It's a lot of it is bullshit.
It's just too much, man.
But the problem with social media, everybody is a reporter, a photographer, a weather person.
Exactly.
News.
Social media, social media is not a news, it's news. Gossip columns, all of that.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody up on there.
Don't forget the quotes, because we all write our quotes on there.
Yeah, you can
write
quotes,
poets, everything.
Yeah.
You got dancers.
You got funny pages, like me.
Yep, you got all of that on social media. Social media is the new news now. That's the thing. People take to it like a report. You have your own type of reporters on social media.
Big Red relationship advice. Big Red old giving relationship advice.
Relationship advice.
You got stuff. You know, everybody's out there. And, you know, not everybody can do it good, but, you know, everybody out there doing it.
Is that why the reporters are now competing? Are they competing? You guys feel like they're competing with social media?
Of course
you get what
they
I'm
are.
Saying?
They have to in order to stay relevant.
Definitely.
They have to keep up the ratings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's probably why they do all of what they, that's probably why it's like that, because they know social media is like, oh, you get the story on social media, but you actually get it on the news.
Yeah,
and people
that's
see
really
things
sad.
On social media, they'll see it on social media before the news even gets to it.
Yeah.
Now, I got to ask, we got about 3 minutes left, and I got to ask Hot Rod this question. After Hot Rod, then the rest of y'all could go on, we're just going to take it out. All right. To the two cops that got shot.
Yes.
Hot Rod, do you find it kind of weird how this guy is actually still alive?
We talk about that.
Do you think there
night?
Was more? Do you think? Do you think that was more to it?
Oh no, they beat the crap out of him in a heartbeat. He's lucky.
But you don't think there was more to it? You don't think there was more to
it? No, you know what? It was one of those situations when you saw the video. He was laid down right away, like he was scared. Like the question I posed was, who is brave enough to walk into a police station with a gun, ready to shoot at police officers?
Somebody told me that who read the story, because of course I didn't read it yet, but he allegedly said that they killed his son.
See, that
was
like
Lacey
said last night. What's the true backstory
behind
this?
Yeah, what was the backstory? That was my question. Yeah.
That's what everyone's asking.
Well, if there's some truth to what he said, then you're never going to find out the backstory. Because I just want to find out.
No,
I just really find it interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, not right. Yeah, you're right. Not now. Maybe some years from now, but not right now. Because I, you know, I guess that's one of those things that they're not putting out there.
Why should they? Let's be honest. As the media, why should they? You know, to make more people go out there and start killing cops? Let's be honest.
Yeah, because that's not what they're saying now, you know.
But see, my thing is this. Being a police officer is a job. Who you are as a human is a totally different thing. Like, that. Don't get wrapped up in that title, because that title could get you fucked up. Just like people with other jobs. You're a manager. Don't let that manager, that title, get you screwed up. You're just a manager at the job. When you leave, you back to who you are.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You're a human being.
Yep. So on that note, Hot Rod, thank you, brother. Yes, absolute sir. Truth. Monday nights, Sean Black.
Thank you.
Lady T, K-Dog, and the Hot Rod. K-Dog, Lady T, Big Red. We out. Another episode of Menu in the Can. Everybody have a great week.
Happy
Valentine's Day.
Now.
Enjoy
it.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Schmalentine's
Day.
Me and Red, all you guys better get me and Red our flowers. All right?
Okay.
Y'all better have
Red,
that.
Red. I'm going to hook up with the ice cream. You think she get the ice cream?
Oh, okay, no problem.
The ice cream.
Ice cream.
Everybody have a good night, y'all.
All right, y'all. Good night,
y'all.
All right.
Good night,
y'all.
Later. Good night. Later.